Thank you for joining me on this quick tour of some big ideas from psychological science. We've smiled at examples of implicit egotism, our tendency to like things we associate with ourselves, like the letters in our name, the numbers in our birthday, vocations and places that resemble our name, even the look of our own face when blended with another's. We've considered the amazing power of attention, which can induce inattentional blindness, deafness, numbness, and anosmia. We've seen how biased social comparisons mislead people into thinking that their lives are relatively dull and that their friends are more socially active and having more fun. We've reflected on how our differences shape our identities and taken heart from the fact that others aren't scrutinizing us as closely as we think. We've noted how group polarization, especially in an era of biased cable channels and social media, inclines like minds to reinforce and amplify one another. We've acknowledged the prevalence and the costs of fubbing or phone snubbing. We've nodded, perhaps recalling our own experience, at examples of failures preceding flourishing, and noted the importance of welcoming criticism, persisting in the face of adversity, and being willing to fail. We've reflected on how self-serving bias or pride leads folks to regard themselves as better than average on many subjective dimensions, and to explain their successes and failures in ways that sustain their self-regard. And finally, we've examined our social nature and need to belong and the happy results of fleeting micro-friendships. Thank you for joining me throughout this brief tour of psychological wonders. I hope it has left you with a deeper love and appreciation for the curiosities and marvels of the human mind.